This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94. Only at Sunoco, I noticed Elliot is at NovaCare. The Eagles rookies are doing some press conferences because they have rookie minicamp this weekend.
Yeah. So I didn't know if we could go down there or not. I thought about going.
I mean, you're in Eagles Hall. Aren't you allowed whatever you want? You're in the club.
Well,
asking Joe if you're allowed?
Well, no, man.
I mean, I don't make the rules.
I'm in a unique spot where, you know what I mean? I work here. Hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you get them side eyes, even though, you know, I'm a part of the alumni.
Oh, they heard what you
side,
said.
You get them side eyes, yeah, man. And, you know, you hear people talking about, yeah, heard you on the radio. So what? You heard me on the radio. I'm on the radio every day, 5 days a week.
And you were talking about that Delco lady.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, I mean, but it's cool.
Plus, people are wondering if you're going back to the Jets now. After.
Oh, you mean at the auntie?
Yeah.
You know what, man?
We know you're going to go to a practice.
I'm going to go to practice, yeah. But I'm not, you know, as far as the other things. Like, you know, I'm a little bit low-key, man. I didn't have my 15 minutes of fame. I don't, you know, and you know, it's a lot going on.
All right, so
he said individual.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, quickly before we do explicit fruit of the night and we take your calls and of course you
night.
People.
What's fruit of the night?
Isn't it the explicit? Last week was a fruit, right? It was explicit snack of the night. Sorry,
guilty.
Last week it was a fruit. Am I right about that? Wasn't it a fruit last time we did this?
Well, so Hugh's 1-0 against you.
Yes, but what
it was
a
peanut butter cup?
Oh,
the peanut butter egg.
At some point, did he do a fruit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, was it like dragon fruit maybe?
That exotic might have been.
Fruit?
It was in my dragon head. Fruit. Exotic fruit was in my head. Anyway, the Eagles rookie numbers are in here, Hugh. Did you see this?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, any thoughts? Jahad Campbell number is
doesn't pop for me.
Number 30?
Yeah, I mean, but I guess out of the numbers that you could pick from, I don't know. Mm. I don't know what the selections were. I don't know.
Well,
what he
obviously some are not on. You're not available,
yeah.
Right? You can't have 53. That belongs to Zach Bond. Anyway, so the numbers. I never really get too caught up in the numbers unless there's a really bad one. I do have one thing though on this. I saw they're now listing, at least some people are listing, Andrew Makuba, the safety, as Drew Makuba.
He changed his name.
No, he's got to be Andrew. Drew Makuba is not a player.
Doesn't sound like a baller.
Drew Makuba sounds like he sits in an office and calls WIP. That's not a safety
Drew,
that makes
Drew in stateside.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right. Like let's go to Drew and Glenside.
Yeah,
what a take.
I said stateside, but I meant
The stateside vodka.
You know it's almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it is. I don't care what number he wears. Please go by Andrew Makuba. That's a player's name, not Drew Makuba here. All right, let's get a phone call and then we will do the explicit snack. All right, David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe, do you know in the last hour you've had three different Hugh Douglases?
Well, we tend to have a lot each day. So who did you see here?
I saw Criminal Douglas.
Jailbird Douglas, yep.
Yep. Constipated Douglas. And there's also a brand new one that you guys don't know about, but there's an all-points bulletin out in Delaware. It just came across the wire. And they are looking for a copycat Delaware pooper. And
if
you want to say anything right now, it'd be
wait a minute. I didn't poop on anybody's car.
Not yet.
Definitely not doing that. Definitely not pooping. I'm not pooping on anybody's car. Because you know what, Dave? It takes too much for me to poop on. Like, I got to pull my trousers down. And it's going to take a minute.
So wait a second.
It ain't gonna be like it's not gonna be instantaneously. It's gonna take. I'm just gonna take a minute.
I know, but like you're making it sound like that's the hurdle that's stopping you.
Yes, she didn't even pull
the hurdle. The hurdle that should be stopping you is you shouldn't poop on people's cars.
Well, I'm just saying hypothetically. I'm living in a hypothetical now. If I went to poop on somebody's car, it's a whole process. So what I'm saying is they have a chance to drive off and it not happen.
David, what's going on in Delco is the question I've got.
I don't know, but it's nasty.
It's messy.
He's plugged in.
All right, what do you got on Bryce?
Okay, let's go with Bryce. From my perspective, this whole thing with Bryce is twofold. You know, they're saying his time is off because, you know, he's not getting the fastballs. You know, so they're throwing him all junk, which Dave Savage, he can't hit. Now, let's go back a couple years ago. I'm going to show one of the flaws of Bryce Harper here. All right. The third greatest Phillies coach we ever had, Gabe Kapler, brought out a curveball machine and tried to teach Bryce how to hit a curveball. And what did he do? He laughed at it.
Well, you know, I've always said Gabe was ahead of his time, but people didn't want to listen to him. Yeah, that's right.
There's no doubt about it. You know, so, you know, if Bryce can't hit the junk balls, then, you know, he does need to, you know, work harder, you know, put a little more effort and learn to hit the junk and hit it where it's pitched or hit whatever it is, just get the base hits and everything else will fall into place. You know, as long as you get on base, you got a chance of winning. You know, you don't have to, like, you know, violently try and, you know, rip the cover off the ball every time. Secondly, Bryce is spread too thin. He just had his, like, 18th kid. He's a social media darling. He has to deal with all that boatloads of money he's got coming in. And all that's a distraction. So, you know, I'm sure his head's not in baseball like it was when he was 19, 20 years old when he broke into the league. He's got all this other stuff in life going on. And as you age, of course, you slow down. And with all that going on, he just probably can't keep up. And he's just being pulled too many different directions.
Well, so if that's the case, I mean, obviously he's not giving back any money. The kids are here, and so that's that. Mm-hmm. So I think the one thing that we can curtail maybe, Hugh, is a little bit the less of those TikTok videos with the
bread
recipes,
banana bread,
and whatever he made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do less of that. We could.
Yeah, and like I said, all this stuff does add up. You know, it's, you know, and where he should be concentrating 100% on baseball, he's not doing it.
Yeah, I'm for this. Less TikToks. Yeah, the money and the kids are what they are. Less TikToks. All right, David, what do you got for us for a cocktail?
Okay, I'm gonna give you it's an actual cocktail, but I'm gonna simplify it because we are dealing with a simpleton. All right, so it's a PB and bacon shot. And that's an actual it's an actual drink, but we're gonna make it a bacon shot. So all you have to do is infuse whiskey with bacon grease, which Hugh's probably got some cooking right now, all right, and put it in there, let it infuse, and then just pour it in a shot glass and throw it back.
Bacon grease infused.
You know
whiskey.
What?
You know
what, gross,
Dave,
man.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Dave, you know, I've seen this, but I'm not a big fan of bacon grease because of the fat content in the grease.
You're going to turn Hugh into the Delco pooper.
Yeah, because like when I eat my bacon, I try to make sure I drain it. Like, I try to, like, because the grease is not, I mean, I like the bacon, but the grease not so much.
Yeah, we all know what happens when you cook your bacon.
You're getting the bacon flavor is what you're getting, so you're going to have, like, bacon whiskey.
Yeah, I've seen that, though.
You probably don't have that for breakfast.
Yeah, I've seen the bacon whiskey. That does sound interesting, though, no question. Does sound interesting.
Yeah. So, you go and try it, Hugh. Let me know how it goes.
All right, David, good call.
You drink at home, so it's all good. You'll be all right.
Yeah, that you know that, especially. I drink at the crib. I ain't trying to be all out in the streets.
Yeah, we know. We know you're going to fall asleep at 8 o'clock. All right, before we go any further here, we have a little game we usually play on Fridays here.
Yeah, explicit snack of the night.
Let's
so can you bounce back, Joe, from your 0-1?
I feel like I got a hint the other day, and I forgot
the hint. You did, and then you forgot the hint?
I totally forgot the hint. All right, let's
run it.
Yep. It is a beautiful to behold. Just to look, and I got a fine piece of it right here in front of me. Oh, yeah. The first time you have, never forget it. You look at it, and it's okay looking, it's different looking. But to the eyes, you think it's going to be super thick. Very dense dessert. And then you use your fork or your spoon, like, oh my God. It's so airy light. And I've got a spoon. Oh, look at that. I can see the lady fingers here. There's little sugar pieces here. Got the... Oh, excuse me.
Ooh.
Mmm. Oh, it's so good. Mmm. I could eat... I have no idea what size you make Like if I'm going to bake, how big a piece or sheet do you make it? A sheet of it? Do you put it round? You probably go like a sheet.
You got to guess, you? I thought it's a cake. Some sort of cheesecake.
Well, it's a cake. But I've never had a cake that had ladyfingers on it.
Well, I've had cheesecake with ladyfingers.
I've never had that. It's a cake. I don't know what
kind
of cake.
Someone in the YouTube chat just got it. But
what's
they might know. Someone in the YouTube chat.
Okay.
See, I know it's a cake, but I don't know the name
of
the
cake. You said it was airy.
It's like a strawberry. They got strawberries in it.
Strawberry shortcake?
No.
No, but does it have strawberries in it?
No.
It's a cake, though. It's definitely a cake.
Give you guys one more guess each.
I mean, before the lady fingers, I was thinking like cannoli, but
I don't know anything.
No.
Not cannoli, no.
No, mm-hmm. I know it's not that.
Mm-mm.
Is it moose?
I think you're in the ballpark, though.
Ooh, a moose.
Is it moose?
It's tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Is that the same as moose?
No.
Well, it's like the texture.
Like
it's kind of like
spongy tiramisu.
I've never had tiramisu.
I don't.
I'm not a big tiramisu.
Neither
guy.
Am I. I think it's totally overrated.
Yeah.
People just get it to say they got it because it's on the menu. No one. I don't think people really like tiramisu. Let's be honest. It's a scam. All right. Let's go to Tom and Abby.
It's a scam.
You still got you. Want to know?
I know. Tom, what's up?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's hey, up, Tom.
What it do, furry eight-leg Spanish you?
What's going on, man?
Oh, a little bit of everything today, apparently, right?
Yeah.
All right, so before I give you guys my drink, the Phillies. Bryce, I don't really worry too much about Bryce. He's really a back-of-the-card kind of guy. I do get a little concerned after the error last night. I hope he's not taking his batting woes into the field with him, because that could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But just as a general like overview of this team, like I've spent 51 years on this spinning rock, okay? I've seen 5 championships out of all the 4 teams. So it's a little tough for me to recognize a chip team when I see it. But one thing I can recognize pretty quick is a team that doesn't have it. And I think that's what we're seeing with this team.
Tom, I agree right now. Now, I hope it can change and maybe something happens and Painter arrives or they make a big trade. But I feel very similar to you right now. They're not bad, but they're not where they need to be.
Well, they're not bad, other than, you know, the bats go cold every now and then. The bullpen sucks. And
they can't field.
Say, yeah, right, yeah. The defense, yeah. Sure. They have no defense. So when you have those 3 things going against you, I'm not worried about Bryce at all. I'm just worried about the whole of the team. I think they blew their shot a couple years ago, and I just don't see this squad getting it done.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think a lot of people are feeling similar. Tom, what's your drink for us?
All right, so Joe, I was inspired today to create my own drink. So this is what you're going to do.
Uh-oh.
Get your 5 favorite liquors, put them in a glass, put a little splash of vodka on that, and then bring it all home with 1 pint of prune juice. And I call this the Delco Pooper.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. Now, the prune juice, I'm out on that. Tom, it's a great idea, but prune juice is terrible. No one actually likes that stuff, right?
People drink prune juice.
People drink it because they
think necessity.
They will help them, you know, it moves things along.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, but I think some people drink prune juice.
They like it?
Yeah, I think so.
Ugh. Prune juice is terrible.
Ah, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
When was the last time you had prune juice?
I haven't in a while.
Used it in jail.
No.
Well, he didn't want to go.
I wasn't trying to go.
He was trying not to go, actually.
Because, like, you know, when you go, you always hear stories about people fighting for the Fruit Loops. And I don't mean the ones that's in the bowl. And so I was just like, no, I'm not about to be compromised.
Now, here's the question. But you were in there for 3 days. Like,
for like 3 months.
At some point, you would have had to just go.
No, I didn't.
But if it was a week, what were you going to do?
I don't know. You know what? Luckily, I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
But it was like, man, I got to, like, I was like, I got to get up out of here.
Did you play well in that game
week? Oh, yeah. I had a pretty good game. And the only, like, this is the truism. The only reason I got out, because it was a big game, and Coach Billy needed me.
He got you out?
He got me out.
Get him out of there.
They got mad at me. Just like, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? But, yeah.
Well, people that wonder that about you now every day.
Yeah,
what is he doing
now?
What's
wrong with that?
A lot. Joe in Mayfair. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. And what we can do is bring the Delco Pooper to the Citizens Bank Park, have her just do it right about 6 to 10 inches outside as a right-handed hitter, and about 1 foot short, and just dump it right there because that's where the Phillies like to fish. So I would like just for her to go there and just dump it right there.
Maybe that'll get them to avoid swinging in that spot. Maybe it'll be the deterrent that we need.
Well, it's not even just it's not even only Harper. The body language from this team from the jump, it could be the pressure from the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. It could be the same voice in the locker room, just monotone, like everything's going to be all right. They're not having any fun. There's no passion. When you're mentally not prepared to play the game, you physically make mistakes. That simple. It's that simple. You go to tie your shoes, and you're mentally not thinking about tying your shoes. You don't tie it right. Lifting a weight, you can't lift weights if you're mentally not focused on lifting a weight. So it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. When you're mentally not there, the physical part of your body does not follow. And this entire team from the beginning of the season, even when they were 5-1, there is something mentally not focused in this clubhouse, and it's draining to everybody, and it's got to stop. The town just doesn't all of a sudden stop. Bryce Harper all of a sudden just doesn't stop. You know, it's mentally they're not there, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I believe the team, if they had got rid of whatever the problem is in this clubhouse, can absolutely go on a run. But there's no passion there in this locker room and clubhouse at all. And until that gets fixed, nothing else matters.
There's a malaise. I feel that too. I mean, the way you described it, I thought about that Turner play the other night. I mean, he's obviously not thinking because he's physically able to stand on second and throw home accurately. I mean, I don't know where his mind was at, but he obviously sped his brain up, and then we saw what happened there.
It's something it's poor to watch. I don't know if there's an issue with players in the locker room. I don't know if there's an issue with the coach's voice is just they're done with it. Like, here we go again. I don't know if they're just feeling so much pressure because the Eagles won a Super Bowl and oh my gosh, if we don't win a title this year, like there's something that's really wrong. Because if you're not having fun and if you're not physically there, it doesn't matter what you do. I don't care how talented you are as a player. If you're mentally not there to play, you're going to make mistakes, and that's what this team's been doing the entire time. I don't want to hear that Aaron Nola lost 3 to 4 miles an hour on his fastball. You pitch with some passion, it's going to be there. So I don't see that the talents just disappear. I just think there's a mental block going on somewhere, and Dombrowski's got to get rid of it, whatever it is.
Well, he does. 100%. Joe, what do you got for us for a drink?
Well, it's what I want, not as bad is what I'm saying, but I want Topper to go, and this drink is what I'm looking for. It's the AMF. If you know what an AMF is, it's the initials of a very, very strong drink that you don't need ice in it, but it's basically a higher version of a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, well, that would be... Oh, I just looked up what it meant. I get it now. That's a,
correct.
That's a fun one.
That's what I want, Topper.
I got it. Vodka, rum, tequila, gin. This
what
one.
Was the abbreviation? AMS?
Uh-oh. Yeah, AMF.
Hey.
AMF. You'll pick up on it when you search it. Joe, good phone call there, man. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. AMF. You'll figure it out when you search that drink. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. Feels like a lot. That's not one you just have, like, just randomly. That one will set you back a little bit. Can we check in with you people, what they're up to today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Happy Cinco de Deuce.
Yeah, one of my favorite days
to
of the
you
year.
People?
Every year.
It's an interesting day on the YouTube stream.
I can imagine.
I mean, with everything going on with the show. But first of all, to start the show, I guess the audio wasn't synced up with the visual.
Okay.
So people compared it to one of those old like kung fu movies.
Oh, those are fun.
So you got a
didn't you used to collect kung fu movies?
I still got some kung fu movies somewhere.
Yeah. Also, not the best day for the camera to, for some reason, be very fixated on me back here.
That makes it actually makes more sense that it was off because it was on you at times. It's not typically.
Yeah.
Usually like answering the phone, you're not on the mic, and it's I could see you.
Yeah, because I was having a tummy issue.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a theory about that.
Uh-oh. But it's tummy issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the mic picks up sound.
Oh,
no.
I think you're probably, right.
You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, you probably was back there blowing
up
the studio.
Well, yeah.
And it probably picked up the sound of you blowing up.
Well, everyone around here needs to know that. Now, here's the truth. You won't be able to get away with a fart this summer.
Mm-mm.
Now that we know that.
No, what you're
right.
Talking about me. I didn't fart before, but, you know, I get what you're going. I get where you're going with this.
Don't lie to the
everyone
audience.
Knows you farted, too.
Don't lie.
Anyway, sorry. I was keeled over. for a little bit to start the show here, and that was it was picking that up. I think I like looked like I was in pain.
Yeah.
Another one where I was in pain on the phone, where people were calling to correct you for the Cinco de Dos thing and all the other pronunciations.
At one point, you just put your hands over your face.
So we put that on the Midday Show account. People were worried about you, Hugh, by the way, but they're glad you got vitamins. They said you were looking pale. Start the show.
You're looking pale.
I look pale. Go figure.
I'm the pale one.
Yeah.
How are your vitamins? You good? You locked in?
You know, I talked to the game day people, and he looked at my supplements like I was trying to sync my supplements up with my daily goals.
Yeah.
Because I got this new app. And he said, those are pretty good. He added a few. So, you know, we're off to a rousing start with the game day.
We had a vitamin conversation there, Hugh and I.
That's good. Yep. So the people who saw me hunching over.
Yep.
Crappy day, Kyle.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Crappy day.
Been a crappy day on the show.
The Delco pooper.
Well, it fits.
He's Del from Delco, and he got the poop.
Yep.
Yep. They said, it looks like I got a cocktail brewing in my stomach.
Which are you going to be okay?
I'm good now. Yeah. Good.
Brewing up some Dookie Turds.
What about the person
that has to go in
that? At the
expense of the next producer?
Yeah, I was saying, that's going to be a problem.
You got to get some spray up in there, don't you?
It's going to be an HR thing.
Here's a good one. I guess it is time to ban the Tush Push.
Yeah, I guess after what happened in Delco, no more Tush Push stuff.
That was kind of weak. A little bit.
Tush Push?
No, I got it.
You get the literal idea?
No, but you know, I read the story.
Which one?
About the Delco pooper and why she did what she did. She said they called her a fat female dog. That was a fat female dog move, though. Like, for real. Like, when you think about it. Like, who else does that? Dude. Like she said, the people were calling her names, right? Like, you kind of leaned into the stereotype just a little bit.
Yep.
Who does that?
Well, the Delco pooper.
This one actually just came in. I'm the producer today.
Yeah.
Producer. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That was good.
They're getting creative on YouTube.
That was Jason Horvath. That was a good one by him. Last one here. As soon as Hugh got out of jail, Hugh's poos.
That's a good one, too.
I was going to say that they're acting up on the YouTube, but we led them here. This is our fault. I mean, you literally started the show.
Delco pooper.
Yeah. And again, I still think it would have been the entire first segment if we didn't be like, and Bryce
Harper.
Well,
you had to reel me in. Yeah, you had to, because I had so many questions. And you think there's a psychiatric? Can you say it? Psychiatric? I'm glad I got that one out when I did, because we're done for the day.
I'm not no longer feeling
psychiatric. Do you think there's going to be an evaluation?
I would imagine. Yeah. Well, I mean, if I was her or her defense, I would plead that.
Be like, something ain't right.
Yeah. Well, got a sickness.
What does her husband say though? When he comes home and she's not there, and he has to go pick her up, man. He say, "You did what?
How about that phone call?
She have a husband?"
Yeah. I was gonna push back.
I would say probably. Mm-hmm. Somebody, listen, there's a lid for every pot. Let's not pretend like you look at some people. I mean, that you'd be like, wait a minute, you married?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Well, you're right about that. Everyone finds their person.
Good
right.
job by the you people.
Yeah, it's great job by the you people. You people have a great weekend. Phillies, Diamondbacks. It's a big series this weekend. Playoff implications down the line. Hugh, we getting 2 out of 3?
Yes.
You don't seem confident at all.
No, because I had to think about it. Because these are not willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying? I got to think about these things.
But we just bully you into saying it anyway.
No, yeah, you do.
Right.
Yes.
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Otherwise, we'll be upset. BG Day. BG Live Monday. We'll talk to you Monday. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.